is a human? And who am I really? Do you guys ever think about these questions?
Not that one.
What? Like, are you a cat right now?
Are you high?
What is human? Sometimes I walk across the street and I'm just like, who am I? Do I actually know who I am? Who is everybody else?
Sometimes I think of how many other sperms I could have been.
Oh, yeah, I think about that too. Wait, which who do you mean? Like, what do you define as who?
I mean, how did I get here? Who's inside of my head?
Because it ain't me.
I mean, okay. Aren't there questions that keep you guys up late at night?
Yes.
So what are they?
Okay, last night there...
Chicken or fish?
Last night there were two.
Okay.
Kathleen, thank you for posing the question.
She crosses her leg.
I was listening to a different podcast and they were talking about Ted Bundy.
Mm-hmm.
It's this really, I'm going to give him a shout out because it is 180 degrees from this podcast.
Oh, okay.
It's called Last Podcast on the Left.
And all right.
It's these three guys and they're fabulous and offensive and funny and offensive.
Are you sure it's not us?
And hilarious and also offensive.
Okay.
So I listen to them and they talk about serial killers and they talk about, what's the word I'm looking at? Conspiracy theories and ghosts and all this sort of stuff I'm into. And they were talking about Ted Bundy on the episode I was listening to. And I realized that I was asking myself, would I have been a victim of Ted Bundy?
Like,
because he was really handsome, super handsome.
And probably charming.
Very charming, very smart, was able to like get you to help him because he was wearing a cast. And he was like, hey, you know, I can't carry all these books. I'm wearing this cast. Can you help me? I would have been like, okay, and you're dead.
Yeah.
Hammer to the back of the head. I couldn't sleep last night because I'm like, I would have been a Ted Bundy victim. Without question.
Yeah.
Without question. And then I also worry about, like, are all of my thoughts actually becoming matter and floating out into the universe and becoming real things?
I think that's also why
I can't sleep.
I think you manifest stuff. Mm-hmm. So if I find myself thinking bad things, I'll often also apologize to the universe. And then I end up having just a back and forth with myself. At the end, I'm like, you know, universe, I am human. You can relax. Yeah. But have these thoughts.
What are humans?
And what are thoughts?
And what are thoughts? Where did they go? Who are you really?
I'm going to have diarrhea.
Why else? Okay, so that kept you up last night, Kathleen. What else kept you up last night? What are these other thoughts you have? Because I feel like I need to be a little worried about you.
Who invented wine? Like, who said, yeah, these rotten grapes would make a really fantastic festive party drink?
That's true. You do have to be the first person to be like, you know what? I'm going to stomp on these.
Yeah.
Was it not Dumbo from that one scene where he drinks and he's drunk?
No, Sam.
And like, what about drugs? So who was like, you know what? I'm going to smoke this plant and it's going to make me feel silly.
I mean, every year they have the Darwin Awards where, you know, it's the people who died the most stupidly.
Yeah.
But I feel like a good portion of our life's inventions and progress is also from the same people who win the Darwin Awards. They just lucked out. You know, like the same people who discovered that if you smoke pot, you get high are also the kind of people who, like, you know, eat the wrong kind of mushroom and then die.
You just have to be
adventurous. You might win, you might lose.
I think I'm most curious about who saw something fall out of a chicken's ass and say, I bet that would go so nicely on toast.
I'm gonna eat that.
That's a great one.
Who was the first person to see that and go like, breakfast?
Let me eat this encased poop.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Essentially. Here's one I have for you guys. What if society, you know, it's kind of expected that people go to college and that's how you move forward in life.
Sure.
You know, it's a tough thing to swallow sometimes because it's not for everybody.
And you'll be paying until you're 65.
Yeah, but it's just kind of the you know, the standard.
Yeah.
What if society rejected the notion of college and you just pursued whatever interested you?
School of life?
Well, we're into that right now. I think that change is happening.
So what would you guys have done with your lives had you not gone to college?
It would be the same way. I do nothing that I learned in college. My life would be the same. I got all on-the-job training.
I think I would have traveled. I think I would have traveled and probably stayed overseas.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I think I would have like gone to Europe.
But what would you have done for like money? Because we're rejecting the notion of college.
Yeah.
But you still have to make a living.
Oh, that's a really good question. I probably would have worked in a bar and then I would have fallen in love with someone who also worked at the bar. And then I would have gotten pregnant.
Hopefully not Ted Bundy.
And then I probably would have been killed. That's probably what would have happened. I would have fallen in love with Ted Bundy. I would have been killed.
If there was no college, Bethany would be a victim of Ted Bundy.
I'd be dead.
That's that.
I'd be dead.
I mean, just imagine you woke up tomorrow and college wasn't a thing. It never existed. What would your life look like?
Wow. Mm. I'd have a lot more spears.
Spears?
I'd own more spears. I feel like we'd come to blows.
Would you be Xena Warrior Princess?
Yeah, in a perfect world. I do that with college.
She's fabulous, by the way.
She is badass.
There was one thing that I worry about that I was trying to... Because a lot of these are like, I worry about them. It's not just thoughts I have, but it's worries I have. Okay. And I go back to that. Like, how much of what I'm thinking am I manifesting?
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say a lot of like warning prayers. If I'm in my acting class and I have to cry, I'll use something that's actually happened to me, or I'll imagine something that could happen
totally
to make myself cry. And before I do it, before I kill off my family,
ooh,
I have to be like, okay, universe, this one's a freebie. Like this one's a mulligan. Gonna kill off my family, but I don't actually want to put that out into the universe.
That's fair.
I've killed off my family so many times.
And they're still here.
They're still here.
In fact, one made me this hat.
That's my mom.
I love that hat.
She gave us all this hat.
Looking at you wearing the hat that Bethany's mom made for us, I'm like, I have to grab mine out of the hat container.
Yeah, we are into the cold weather season now.
Oh, yeah, we are. This is the only benefit, is this thing on my head. It's cold weather. You know what keeps me up, but like in a really pathetic way? Comebacks.
That you could say in the future, or that you should have
said.
That
I should have said. And not even from like what happened today. I'm talking like Jessica, that bitch. If I had her in front of me now, I know exactly what I would have said.
What would you have said to Jessica? Pretend Kathleen is Jessica and just let her have it.
Oh, I like role playing.
Okay, again, not trying to manifest any negativity. But
basically, manifest some.
No, I can't because I don't know where she is right now.
She's probably fine. She's probably successful.
Sick children.
No,
or
she
something.
Probably doesn't. She probably steals from them.
Where are your spears now?
I'm afraid to actually. Okay, can I tell you a fun sidebar about Jessica?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So my bully still follows me because I went to cut my hair 3 years ago when I went to donate it, and I was taking a tour of one of the salons that was doing my hair, and there were these big pictures of like girls who got their hair done to showcase their different models, and I turn around and there's like a 7-foot Jessica right behind me. They're like, oh yeah, she's one of our hairstylists. She'll be in a couple hours. Do you know her? I'm like, yeah, let's get this done.
Run away.
Let me get out of here.
Jessica.
Yes.
Go to hell.
You jerk. She elbowed me in the cafeteria.
You know what?
She did.
Well, you do know what's going on. Anyway. Everybody gets that one person that you're like, you know what? I know I try to be a good, positive, loving person out into the universe, but this one person can go and suck a d-
Yeah, mm-hmm. She could. Mm-hmm. I'd present one to her.
Mm-hmm.
I'd go out and make it.
Yeah. What about colors? Doesn't it blow your mind that there are so many colors that we don't even all see the same color?
You know, we don't, right?
Like color blind?
No. Like what I see as red, you see as a different shade, but we both have learned it as red.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. This is not, have we discussed this?
We talked about it a little on the big show.
Okay, mm-hmm. Because this is something I've thought.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What, your red is my blue kind of thing?
No, your red is her red. It's just different reds.
Okay, because I've had the thought, like, what if this is, to us, we both agree that this is blue, but the powers that be have really, if you saw through my eyes, this would be pink for you.
Well, that's just called colorblindness.
No,
but you don't
different.
Know.
You don't
that's
know.
True.
Different.
That's
like,
true.
Like, there's some one little demon up there, you know, putting colors and thoughts and awareness into everyone's mind.
Oh my God, there's another one. What if somebody lives inside of your head?
Well, that's there, all right. We know that.
Wait, I've seen this animated movie before.
Did you smoke a lot of pot?
I didn't. You guys don't think about these things?
Not like that.
I don't think that there's a person in my head because I feel like they should have intervened by now.
they're sleeping on the job.
If there's someone in my head, man,
wait,
you suck.
Do you know why this topic came about? I'm on a new medication and I think it's making me hallucinate insects everywhere.
Okay, see, this is the root of the issue.
Okay. So I'm on a medication and I keep seeing spiders, like a crumb on the table all of a sudden turns into a 100 spiders, and my heart is on this constant cycle of starting and stopping everywhere I go.
Kathleen, you need to go to the doctor.
Is your new medication acid?
Yes, it is.
Oh,
that's
gosh.
Not a medication. That's a drug
I bought
from the
it
streets.
At the doctor on the corner.
Ah.
He didn't ask me for my insurance card.
Dr. Saggy Pants, the guy who doesn't shower?
Yeah.
He's not a real doctor.
He has a kitchen sink, though.
Yeah. I keep seeing spiders everywhere I go.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because I thought I was missing something major, and then Kathleen realizes she's been on hallucinogens for the last week.
Oh, my God.
That's scary. Medicine can do f***ed up to you.
It also keeps me on my toes.
No, those are hallucinations. That's not feeling motivated. That's fear. You're feeling
terror.
What is
the cloud, and why is it invisible?
No one knows, not even Apple.
I mean, are the cloud and Wi-Fi like in some sort of scheme together? Because they're both invisible.
Cousins, but not sisters.
Yeah.
They're like your eyebrows. Cousins, but not sisters.
And who invented the idea of women dyeing their hair?
That's an interesting one. I feel like a lot of that goes back to Egypt.
Where they use beets to color their cheeks rouge.
Yeah, because the Egyptian women used coal, like coal liner to line their eyes, make them very beautiful. Weren't they the first to pluck hair as well?
Yes,
I
think
strategically
so.
Pluck their hair.
Maybe that's why they're so beautiful.
In all of those paintings.
Well, I mean, just Egyptian women, Middle Eastern women in general, just have the most amazing eyebrows and eyelashes.
Well,
and
the liner, I know, for at least some of them is not a makeup thing, but like a part of the culture thing.
Yeah.
Like it's not considered makeup.
Yeah.
Like, why do you have your makeup done so young? This ain't makeup. This is just part of my culture.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Thing. Yeah. I've never had that thought at night.
That's what I said to my mom when I got a tattoo. It's like, it's just part of my culture.
of rebellion.
I don't have a tattoo, but I'm definitely putting that one in my back pocket to use for later.
You know one thing I do think of, by the way, that I'm sure I have to believe that you guys think of at night too, because you're both messed up. You put yourself in horror movie situations in your room at night and then walk through the entire thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like last night, my nightlight went out and I had to use my nightlight because my roommate was not there, so I needed something. And I woke up in the middle of the night in the pitch black, and I went to turn on my nightlight again and the bulb went out, and I'm like, oh my god, I'm in the video game Five Nights at Freddy's.
It's
4 o'clock in the morning, the power just went out, and I'm about to see some light up eyes in my doorway
and
some
teeth.
Creepy friggin xylophone style music.
Yep.
And then I die.
Do you keep weapons under your bed? Because you should.
Just my fists.
No, you should.
Well,
we discussed this.
I can't. My bed has no room underneath it.
Well, then you need a decorative box full of weapons.
Or a just-in-case knife under your pillow.
Yes.
I just have like samurai swords and an X over my headboard.
No, then you're a douchebag.
The under the pillow thing frightens me because I'm afraid I'm going to accidentally kill myself.
How violently do you toss and turn?
She night wrestles.
I don't know. Once I found my phone on the other side of the room, so there is something going on.
The spiders took it.
But Bethany and I have talked about this on the 15-Minute Morning Show.
What?
Like, preparing for a nightmare or a horror story to happen.
Yeah, you have to. You just never know, man.
Yeah, I do dry runs of rolling out of my bed, grabbing the knife underneath, and then breathing very, very quietly.
Shallowly and quietly. I'm going to breathe through you. Hold on.
What?
Dead air.
That's insane.
Dead air.
Let's all practice it together. If you're listening to the podcast, practice with us. This is, there's a murderer in your house breathing. Now breathe quietly. Good.
Wow.
No one heard you.
You do good.
No That's one crazy. Heard you.
I feel like you wouldn't hear my breath. What you would hear is my heart beating out of my chest, up my esophagus, and out of my mouth. You just hear doom, doom. Like, there's no way I would ever be able to survive. And I know that. That's why it keeps me up at night. I die at the end of all of my horror movies.
You haven't made it through one yet?
I haven't made it through yet. And it always starts with, because I like to sleep naked. And I always waste valuable seconds putting on a robe.
Kimono by the bedside. Always. Kimono by the bedside.
Wait, do you sleep naked too?
Obviously.
What? Are you guys afraid of fire?
Kimono by the bedside.
Again.
I don't know how to sleep with clothes on. I toss and turn so much they get wrapped around me and I almost die.
Yeah. I wake up with a wedgie at least four times in a night, no matter what I'm wearing.
I sleep with so many clothes on.
Well, you're never nude.
I'm never nude. I shower with my jean shorts.
It's summer and she like puts more clothes on to go to sleep.
What do you sleep in?
I sleep in, just like sweatpants and a big t-shirt or something. Something appropriate that if I needed to escape said fire, I could get out of the building without becoming... exposed buttocks.
No,
or bosom.
I'm going to give you one of my kimonos. I have five. I'm going to give you one.
Which one? The Tuesday one?
The Wednesday one.
All right.
I like the Tuesday one a lot. I'll give you my Wednesday kimono.
At the State Fair, you are the kimono collector of the world.
Because you always need a kimono to talk to the cops in. Mm. Like if the cop comes to your door, you do need to be prepared in something tasteful yet exotic.
Mm.
So and
that's
also,
when they let you off.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And a fire is the same reason.
Hello, officer.
Hi, officer. I didn't hear anything, but I'm so frightened.
It's messed up that this has turned into a porn in my head almost immediately.
Sam,
I'm sorry!
Your head went to porn, and my head went to, how can I now assume the character of Macaulay Culkin in Home Alone?
You need a lot of paint and a lot of marbles.
No, officer. My parents are home, I swear. Look at the dancing figures in the windows.
Yeah. Da-da-da-da,
and they're all controlled by string.
I know.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Walking around.
Do you know one more thing that keeps me up? What? Do you guys have like a regular thought from your childhood that you think about often?
What do you mean?
That's my biggest one. I stopped karate while I was getting my black belt testing in order to pursue musical theater, and I never went back to it. And I'm not kidding. If I think of that before I go to sleep, I won't sleep.
What? Like, you, it's a regret?
Yes!
All of your missed potential surfaces.
I should have gotten my black belt. Then I definitely would have killed those guys, naked or not. I wouldn't need a knife under my bed.
Yeah, the regrets before bed thing are pretty brutal.
Go. And moral of the story, go back and get your black belt, kids.
Would you ever go back and get your black belt?
I can't now. You know how long it would take for me to start from the bottom, now get here? Like, that's what Drake's song was about.
Getting his black belt.
Getting his black belt.
Sometimes I think about all of the items that I've lost. The one I'm most regretful about was my mom's Walkman when I was in third grade.
You said your mom's, and I assumed pearls.
No.
Like, was it the yellow Walkman?
Yes, it was.
Oh, the sports one.
The sports one,
How did you lose that?
I don't know, and I'm like trying to retrace my steps all these years later.
Have you moved into a different house?
No. Yes, I have multiple houses.
It's probably not there. It's gotta be somewhere.
I lost it on a field trip.
Oh, it's in the forest.
Yeah. It's in a petting zoo somewhere. Yeah. A goat ate it.
Yeah, I lost my very favorite black tank top recently.
Oh, no.
I've worn it a lot.
There's still hope then.
The one that shows my boobs, it shows my boobs quite nicely.
Yeah, it's tasteful.
Where the heck?
I'm worried I left it in Santa Fe.
Oh, man.
I know. I don't know where it is, and it's black, so it blends into literally every other thing I own.
Missing clothing is the worst.
Dude, and I can't find it. I got it for free from Aeropostale like 3 years ago when we did our Jingle Ball announcement there.
I remember that.
And it's so good, and it just doesn't fit me perfectly enough that I don't think I'll ever find that level of not fitting again.
Things that keep us up at night.
I know.
Tank tops.
I mean, the list could go on and on and on.
I think, wait. If you made it through this whole podcast of random hallucinatory thoughts and you're still listening, I want you to tweet, Facebook, or email us one clue word that shows us that you've still been listening, and that word is botany.
Botany.
If you're still listening and you made it this far, you get the gold star of the day. Tweet us the word botany so we know that you're still listening.
Just to make sure.
Yeah, and we'll send you a picture or something.
Wait, speaking of botany, is there a plant that can really eat you, like in Little Shop of Horrors?
Probably.
I have to believe so. Somewhere.
Yeah, I have to hope.
Oh my God, somewhere. This is just another thing to add to my list of things.
If there are like fish that are that big, or like, you know, the world's largest whatever, we see those articles all the time.
Yeah.
Gotta be a plant somewhere.
I just have to believe that if I want to off myself, I'll do it in a holistic and natural way. There has to be a plant that's going to eat
me. I want
to
be hugged by a giant Venus flytrap and then eaten by the juices.
It's like vegan, the vegan suicides.
The vegan suicides.
Just get eaten.
Do you know, maybe it's just somebody who made a really realistic plant costume and we've all been fooled all these years.
The Venus flytrap?
Yes, the Venus flytrap.
It just has spiders coming out of it.
I'm reading...
Everything does right now to Kathleen.
I'm reading this book called The Museum of Extraordinary Things, and in the book, there's a girl who dresses up in a costume full of scales and swims in the Hudson River, and everybody thinks that there's a monster in the Hudson River, and it's just her, this
That's
girl
a horrible idea.
Who likes swimming around at dusk.
No. Wait, is this a real thing?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's a fiction book, but I mean, I recommend it highly.
Can you
I
imagine don't. How offended would you be if you put on scales and swim in the Hudson, and everyone? They don't think you're a mermaid. They think you're a monster.
You put on your finest winged sparkly liner and everything.
Yeah. I'd be like, bitch, I'm a mermaid. I'm a pretty creature. And they're all like, that's a monster.
They try it.
Kill it.
Don't do this thing.
Set it on fire.
It's horrible. I went camping once with a friend who brought in a full body Yeti costume, and he went from other person's campsite to campsite, even though I told him not to. And we'd be sleeping for like 4 minutes at a time, and I'd just hear... In the background.
How many times did he get shot?
Exactly. It's like, dude, you're going to get stabbed. All you have to do is roll up on one couple having sex and a really paranoid boyfriend and you're done.
Yeah, he's going to get stabbed in the face.
He came back fine.
I've seen this episode.
He fell asleep in the Yeti costume. It was pretty funny to wake
up
to that.
I've seen this episode of American Horror Story.
Yeah.
Right?
Killing.
Doesn't end well.
That's when the killing happens.
Damn it.
All right.
That's when you have to do your dry runs with your weapons.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sleep tonight.
Sorry.
Not because of fear for the first time in my life, but because of all the thoughts we've definitely created in my brain.
I feel like I appreciate everyone listening. This was the most scattered, like we're all on drugs today. I mean, just FYI, we're all super high.
Who invented drugs?
Who invented
I'm sorry.
Maybe it's in the Gin Gin candy that Kathleen feeds us so often.
They're so good.
Very good. Highly recommended.
Palate cleanser. Yes. All right. Thank you for listening. If you listened this far, tweet us the word botany so we know you made it this far, and we'll send you back a present in the form of a picture. I don't know what that picture is. I don't know who's going to make it.
Bethany's private stash will be opened for this.
I'm going to send you a childhood picture of me.
Oh, can I pick? Because I have a favorite.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yes.
If you made it this far, tweet us the word botany. We'll send you a picture of my child from my childhood. You win. We are on Twitter at Acquired Podcast. You can also find us on Instagram, Acquired Taste Podcast, on Facebook, Acquired Taste Podcast. What's our email address?
That would be acquiredtastepodcast@gmail.com.
Fabulous. Mm-hmm. All right, ladies, what did we learn this week? Sam?
You guys are both looking at me. I'll go first.
You go first.
I learned that if you boil cinnamon sticks when you're cooking on the stove, it'll absorb a lot of the food smells so that you won't have as much floating around, which is really important to, you know, us three at least, and people who live in apartments.
That's great.
Yeah, boil them cinnamon sticks and it'll absorb some of the smell.
Oh, I love that.
You know, that's so funny because mine's about food smells too.
Really?
Yeah, I've been in a mason jar. I've been putting coffee grounds, you know, from the French press into the fridge.
Yeah.
And there was something so stinky in there for such a long time. Poof, gone.
Coffee grounds? Yeah. Used coffee grounds. Done.
Yep.
Doing that too.
Mm-hmm.
I used to think my roommate just really liked to suck on cinnamon sticks after dinner, but it turns out she was just trying to get rid of the smell in the apartment.
That's so clever.
Yeah.
And it just makes the apartment smell delightful.
Yeah,
I like that too.
It chills it out a little bit.
So you boil them?
Yeah, she boils the water and then throws two cinnamon sticks on the stovetop and that's it in water. And then she cooks and then she dumps the water.
That's awesome.
I know.
All right. And I learned this week that, so I love wearing false eyelashes, but I don't like wearing full strips because I feel like they look too a little aggressive.
Ah.
So I've taken to cutting them in half and wearing them just on the outer edges, right? So like the way that they're sort of formatted is there's smaller lashes on the outsides of both ends and then bigger ones in the middle. You just cut them in half and they're perfect for outer edge wings.
Yeah.
And you also use half as many false eyelash strips because, and those are expensive.
Cost efficient.
Yeah, it's cost efficient and they're not as like garish. You don't look like a showgirl or a Kardashian. You look like you just got some sleep.
Yeah.
So cut your eyelashes in half, ladies.
Beautiful butterfly eyes.
Yes.
God, all right. Well,
so out of it.
What's wrong with us today? All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Hopefully, we might have lost an amount of you.
I think we lost everyone.
We are your three weird friends from Acquired Taste Podcast, and we will catch you next time.
Love you.
Bye.